You know he hates those sons of bitches. They don't pay their guests and they don't care. And though it makes him very angry, he's still a millionaire. His show fills your heart with laughter, though in your head you know it stinks. But for me, all that matters is that he lets us sing. So let's open this show like we've always done before. A new custom jingle and then a few more. Sit back and listen. Let's see what the littles have in store.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for January 19th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. Up front here, I just wanted to mention that there are several new updates to the website, so if you haven't been there recently, tkjingles.com, check it out. Added a lot of mobile-friendly features, some infinite scrolling, so there's no longer pagination, and improved the reliability of some of the pages like the playlist and such. Love to hear your feedback. Got some notes this weekend about some features that are a little bit different than before, and I'm going to look to see if I can restore some functionality. Also, up front, February is going to be Elvis month, meaning I'm going to do one Elvis song. I don't know what, but I just wanted to put that out there. I've been meaning to do this for a while, that in terms of a theme, I would just challenge those that submit jingles to this show or to Tony's show. Elvis has such a huge catalog. We've done very few Elvis songs on the website. I thought it would be fun if we tried to find a few to sprinkle throughout the month. So if you do that, I'll play it on this podcast. I don't know about Tony, but I'll certainly be happy to hear it. Also wanted to remind you all, you can email the show podcast@tkjingles.com. Find me on Twitter @JerryNegrelli or on Facebook. Send me your feedback. We haven't had trivia in a while. If you have any outstanding questions about Tony's show or anything else that you just want to talk about, you know, even if it's just trivia about what pant size you know, a famous person wears, I'll see if I can find the answer for you. Also, we're accepting submissions for old-timey jingles. So if in your old podcast archive you happen to find a show of Tony's from the 1930s or something and there's a jingle on there, please send that in to me. I'd love to hear it. So today we've got some great new music. Then we're going to have a little feature on some of the duets from the past year. And then this past weekend, I went to see my alumni glee club, the Miami University Glee Club, Men's Chorus. They were on tour in D.C. It was wonderful. So I had some vintage jingle stuff from about 15 years ago that I did back when I was in a group tangentially related to that. So I'm going to play a little bit of that. Planting the seeds of TK Jingles, which laid dormant for like 13 years. So, but as I look back on it, I was like, wow, I was doing the exact same thing then, just for an audience of 200 instead of just a few more. All right, and then, of course, we have the mailbag. So, up front, we really did have some good, strong music this week. The first one I wanted to play by Brad Weiss, a parody of Prince's Kiss, was met with a great reception by my three-year-old, who is a difficult audience. But Brad's falsetto proved to be the winning touch for this one. And I tried to play Eva, my new Meatloaf parody, and she asked me to turn it off immediately and to put Brad's song back on. Then we have a collaboration by C.B. Robb and Joe Arrow to Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. I actually did a parody of this that I probably will never release about taking your jacket off and the double entendre that assumes that goes along with that. But it was just kind of creepy. I mean, I don't think that anybody really wants to hear a song about taking your jacket off. Then we got a couple of songs about basketball. So the first one is by Patrick, set to the Beatles' Don't Pass Me By, the great/horrific Ringo Starr tune. About how the Wizards are finally good, And then I wrote a song about David Blatt and the Cavs and how they're struggling and LeBron can just basically cop out and blame everything on the coach. And I have to say, I mention this quite often, but as a Cleveland transplant in D.C., it brings me such joy that Tony spends 20 minutes every show talking about Cleveland sports. I mean, it's I don't know what audience he's going for there, but it makes me happy. And then we have a really, really cool and original skit by Geezer Taz called the 980 Handicap. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's really cool. And then a new collaboration by Byron and Joe set to the Four Seasons' Walk Like a Man, about Tony and his son and some of the conversations from this past week. And then after this, like I said, we got the duets and then some cool bonus stuff going way back in the vaults, followed by the mailbag. So enjoy.
You don't have to be beautiful to do my job. You just need to get me in a rage, then put me on. I don't need my typing skills to put this out. You just mention the purple line, you're gonna hear the way that I can shout. I'm already quite a rich, though I take more. Two checks from ESPN is quite a score. In a specific amount that I'd be comfortable with. I just don't wanna be left alone with a sand. Which?
All right, quick correction. This next song, Shake It Off, is just by Stevie Robb with no Joe Arrow.
Redskins call timeout too late. Causes Gary too much pain. Another moral victory. Another moral victory. Redskins tries too many fakes, but Kirk Cousins makes them pay. At least that's what TK says. That's what TK says. Arakpo keeps bruising. Can't stop, won't stop bruising. It's like I got this music in my mind saying we're gonna be 1-5. RJ3 ain't gonna play. And Gary's gonna hate. TK's never gonna shake. TK, shake it off. RG3's gonna break. Watch that pun, it's just a fake. Too much ice cream makes TK ache. TK, shake it.
I'm looking round for Gilbert, packing 22s. Where is Agent Zero? There's no crap in our shoes. For Totten deal the players, and Wall controls the floor. I guess that means the Wizards ain't so shitty anymore. I miss that 9-20 in the curse of Labor Day. They used to suck with Swaggy, but now they got Nene. There's no Bulge on the floor tonight over Mecca Okafor. I guess that means the Wizards ain't so shitty anymore.
It wasn't very long ago I wrote a letter to Cleveland. I told you all that winning would be hard, but with work I thought we could achieve it. But this team stinks, so there's a little doubt. And I'm calling plays as if the coach ain't there. I wanted love, but now I want him out. And I've been in chill mode for 2 months now, and my attitude is so cavalier. But all I can do is keep reminding you I came here, I play here, but I'm starting to that I'm never gonna win here if this goes bad.
This goes bad.
Let's blame everything on Blatt. If this goes bad, it's just a 1 year contract.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 980 Handicap with Wilbon, one of the entries here, good-looking thoroughbreds with some excellent credentials. Also in the running this afternoon is Junior, run-of-the-mill gelding, if you ask me. Mr. Tardy also moving into the barrier, an odd-coloured orange horse with very little hair. He looks better suited as a carousel pony at the amusement park. And there's Mr. Ed, famous TV personality, along for the ride and acting as a translator for the non-speaking horses. Pretty popular horse too, he keeps stopping to sign autographs for the fans. But they're all in the barrier now, ready to go. And they're racing, off in a pretty good line too, they break well. But Junior seems to prefer walking to running, and he's been left behind. Wilbon and Mr. Tardy are back and forth for the lead. Wilbon and Mr. Tardy and Wilbon. They hit around the corner and into the stretch, neck and neck. Mr. Tardy seems to be snacking on something. He's managed to get the box stuck under his nose. And at the wire, Mr. Tardy wins it. Wins it by a box of Triscuits. Wilbon claims foul and Mr. Tardy replies with validation, baby. Validation.
Dad, take out that iPad. I'm looking for an app to track my steps. But Tony, his father, said with all that crap, don't bother. Those types of things are just for slaps.
But he said,
just go and walk, no need to talk. Just go walk some more, my son. Don't need a bit to tell you if you're fit. So just go walk some more, my son. Ooh. Ooh.
A great duet by Byron and Joe Arrow there. I thought we would play a few more duets from throughout the past year. So I've got a selection of five or so songs here. The first is a collaboration with myself and Brad Weiss to the Bare Naked Ladies tune, If I Had $1 Million, where we imagine all the things we would do with slightly less amounts of money. Then KJ and Patrick with In Spite of Himself, a classic tune. And then a collaboration with myself and Joe Arrow to Billy Joel's An Innocent Man, where Joe just kills it on the high notes. And then Jackson by Brad and KJ. And then my wife's favorite jingle, duet we did to The Prayer, which is borderline offensive, but it's just meant to be purely ridiculous in that I don't know any Italian, so I tried to sing an Italian jingle with some made-up words. See if you can interpret some of it there.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy every cranberry almond kind bar
and sell them to Tony for $10 a piece.
And if I had $1,000,
if I had $1,000,
I'd hire Tony to grill my steak.
He won't do that for less than $3,000.
Well, if I had, say, $30,
If I had about $30,
I'd buy Listen Up on DVD.
But I wouldn't make you watch it, that's cruel.
If I had $1 million, I'd send more swag. If we sent $1 million,
he'd read my email and my notes.
If we sent $1 million,
he'd play my jingle for you folks.
If we sent $1 million,
maybe Nigel would abscond with it somehow.
Yeah, split it with the sales weasels, blow it on Caps playoff tickets.
And Zumba classes in Maine.
Yeah, or maybe Tony would sponsor a same-day podcast.
Yeah, right. He'd probably use it to bulldoze his neighbor's house. Sons of bitches.
Does is yell and he makes money. He thinks chimps grow up to be monkeys. He wants Kevin to say it's gonna be sunny. He might not be here this coming Monday. His vision is shaky, his memory's hazy, but we still love this show.
You ain't gonna go to your party or wedding, as Carville tell you who you should be betting. He's not too sharp when it comes to his phone. His kids just wanna put him in a home. His dome, it glistens, but we still listen, cause the littles all love this show.
In spite of himself, he gets paid to yak on the radio.
Against all odds,
he's on TV too. He's gonna read your emails, notes, and faxes, and make sure that you wear white when he is through.
Some people say that it's not a big deal when you have to pay $5 to park. Most people know that it's common sense to carry at least one credit card. Most people hate just to wait in a line while an old man counts up his change. And though I know it's 2014, my God, don't you know who I am?
I am
a difficult man.
Oh, yes, I am
a difficult man.
When he gets calls from that goddess, he'll be schvitzing like an Airedale hound. Nigel finds it fun and Bonnie gets it done, but Jeannie's laughing never makes a sound.
Well, go eat your Swiss cheese and count the holes, and you can't set your toaster oven with your cruise control.
Now we've been sending in jingles singing about this pointless show. The thanks that we get for the hours that we spend is a sticker for car windows.
Well, here comes the mailbag, your emails and your notes. Time for Tony's mailbag.
Goodbye, that's all we wrote.
La luce c'è tu da.
It's time to read some mail.
Nel cuore resterà.
Then Tony's off to PTI.
E quando le chiedà.
Yeah, I don't speak Italian.
Pasta primavera.
So I can understand sky.
Bolli, bolli, don't.
cut your
nose and laughed at all your jokes.
Now he'll read some for you.
All right, earlier I mentioned that I went and saw the Miami Glee Club this past weekend, and it brought back some memories of some jingles that we did, essentially jingles, with a small a cappella group I was in at the time. So this is going back to, I don't know, May or April of 1999, and I was in a five-person group, and we would generally do two songs at every concert in between the music that the main group was doing. And there would typically be some type of custom intro song that would be silly lyrics or something about as we walked on stage. And about 3 days prior to our concert, one of our members decided he was not going to perform. He was going to New York to interview for an MTV VJ job, and he just couldn't pass up the opportunity, so he ditched us. This guy, Grant, had just a month or so before had won, this is before American Idol, MTV had an MTV Spring Break like karaoke contest, and it was really interesting. I mean, he was down in Florida, and Kid Rock was a judge, and I think Pink was there. It was just random people that were sort of up-and-coming celebrities at the time, and I remember Grant won the concert by, I think halfway through his song, he might have ripped his shirt off or he did like a stage dive. It was just a crazy performance. And it won over Kid Rock because it was just so insane, aside from being a really good singer. So he won that, and they gave him like a vacation and some small monetary prize. But the main thing was that he had some connections now with some folks at MTV. So he really wanted to go and work there and do this. So they flew him to New York to interview him, and apparently they could only do it on this Friday or Saturday of the concert. I mean, I guess they couldn't change the date, whatever, so he ditched us. So with 3 days to go, we had to figure out what in the world we could do in terms of anything, music, intros. We had nothing now because, you know, this was one of our main singers, and we were just stuck. So we had a song from the previous semester, one of my favorite songs of all time, called Up the Ladder to the Roof. It's just a wonderful a cappella song. The arrangement by the Nylons is just so great. And we had done that previously, so we had that kind of in the tanks. We said, well, maybe we could just take some song like that that we've done before and put some lyrics on it, and you know, we can make that our intro. And so the other thing that we prided ourselves on was not being being clever and interesting with our comedy. So a lot of the groups that were there, they would come out and, you know, their song would always, like, halfway through have some guy snapping off beat or have his pants fall down, you know, some cheap-ass joke. So we decided not only would we make fun of Grant with our intro, but we would make the whole song about all the stupid, cheap-ass jokes that these a cappella groups do to try to get some cheap laughs from the audience. So with that, I present to you Where's Grant, which is our parody of Up the Ladder to the Roof. And remember, we wrote this with 3 days to go to kick off our concert. And then after this, I also wrote Shad had asked me a while ago, hey, why don't you release an album or come out with some original music or something? And I told him, well, I only do these silly parodies or really crazy depressing songs. So I thought I would share a snippet of one of those demos, which is tongue-in-cheek sad, but also just pretty ridiculously sad. So enjoy Where's Grant and a custom demo.
Oh, we didn't really have time to practice a snap the new intro, but it doesn't really matter.
We have this one.
Yeah.
drinking a beer alone, waiting for someone to phone. It's been like this for a while, face down on the kitchen tile, and it's so dark in here, I guess I'll go and cry myself to sleep. After another beer and maybe some pills, no one returns my calls, so I've learned to talk to the walls. They're my only friends. I wonder, is this how it ends? And it's so dark in here, guess I'll go and cry myself to sleep. After another beer, now where'd I put my gun?
Well, I woke up this morning and there was no show, but I remember Jerry has a show of his own. Find it when you want it and there ain't no lag. So here comes some emails in Jerry's mailbag. Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Jerry's mailbag.
Thank you, Patrick Moffitt, and thank you for joining me today on the TK Jingles podcast. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Try to do things a little bit different. Switch it up with some of that old-timey music there. So, first up in the mailbag, the gift that keeps on giving, that RG3 video, I got another great comment a few days ago. It said, whoever made this have no life. So that made me smile. Then we have a tweet here from Brady Soup. He says, I'm even further behind in the podcast delay, but I wanted to say I'm enjoying the rubbish bin this week. Thanks for the work. And I think there will be another set of rubbish bin tunes or podcast episodes this summer. I don't know how many we'll do. I was chatting with Nigel earlier this week. It sounds like there's still a good amount of music coming in to him that isn't on TK Jingles, but not as much perhaps as in the past because more folks are aware of the website. So I think a lot of it's making it up there, which is great. But I'll be getting together with him at some point and looking through the backlog to see what unearthed gems we may have that we can all share. Then I'm desperately trying to think of something I can do to make a jingle about Smouge. Because I just think that would be so funny to find a way to sing something with Smouge in it. So I put a call out on Twitter, and I wanted to thank Aaron Taylor, Pete Carney, Justin Henderson, No Deuces, and Jeff Towery for giving some suggestions. If you have ideas on a song that could be about Smouge or something that rhymes with Smouge, please let me know. I'd love to hear that feedback. Then on the ideas page, there are now, I think, over 100 ideas just waiting for somebody to help sing. So I really encourage you to do that. Remember, there's a YouTube tutorial. And Chris Russell, at choirguy _, said that he's interested in singing, but he's an operatic tenor. So if there's something on there that requires that skill set, please get in touch with him on Twitter, at choirguy _. And then lastly, I've got a message here from Greg Dobbs. He says, damn it, Negrelli, I was just scrambling to answer my phone as it sounds just like yours. Love the podcast and listen weekly. And that's a reference to last week when this mailbag was so rudely interrupted by a ringing phone. So I hope you enjoyed this, folks. Thanks for listening. And I'll be back here next week with I think what's going to be a pretty special show. Hopefully the guest that I've been trying to line up for the last few months will finally be able to connect. And we'll have a nice chat next week. So I will keep working, and you keep listening, and we'll meet back here again next week.
That's gold, Jerry. Gold!